记得弟兄姊妹。
But just remember, brothers and sisters.
很多基督徒就是希望做先知。
So many Christians want to be prophets.
搞不好的话就变成假先知了。
Very likely they will be false prophets.
你看基督就是喜欢这些东西。
You see the Jewish Christians like.
他就是好奇。
Pay attention to this.
他要知道说是不是明年主就回来了。
They are very curious. They wanted to know if the Lord will be returned next year.
问主回来你预备好没有
？But the thing is that are you ready for that?
看你那个样子，你只是好奇而已。
You can just tell that you're very curious.
你如果真的知道主很快就回来
，If you really know that the Lord will return soon,
你的讲话就不一样。
You will not speak the same way.
你聚会的态度就不一样。
You will not meet the same way.
你祷告就不一样。
And you will not pray the same way.
你这个人完全不一样。
You will totally be changed.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
今天如果我们光好奇的话
today we are just being curious.
我老早说过预言的
I have already prophesied.
我说今年跟明年你看一定很多基督就围绕这个话题上
You can say that oh, this year and next year many Christians will talk about this
kind of topic. 任何的风吹草动一定跟这个连在一起
Any kind of things that happen they will link that with this.
那 Obama 做了什么事情
What did Obama did?
那么这个一定跟这个连在一起
has to do with this.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你把整个的精神消耗在这上面的话
，So if you pay attention on all these，
你看见吗？你完全走错路了。
You see that you're going on the wrong path。
所以让我们要记得一件事。
So let's just remember。
圣灵如果真的要借着来提醒我们的话
，If the Holy Spirit will remind us from this，
现在我们要问
，Now we have to ask，
这是唯一的一次。
Is this the only time?
如果唯一的一次我没有话讲
If this is the only time that I have nothing
to say 因为什么人都可以怎么讲都可以
Anybody can say anything
但是不是
But it's not
圣灵给我们注意到的一件事就是
What we pay attention is
从我们的主降生到现在
Since the Lord's birth until now
一共有八次这样的现象
There were eight times this kind of signs
所以换一句话说
In other words
有八次是连着两年有四轮的满月变红像雪
There were eight times within two years there were tetra blood moons
所以第一、
so、the first
我们要问什么时候发生
We have to ask when did that happen
等到发生是不是也是发生在逾越节跟祝棚节
When it happened did it happen also at Passover and Feast of Tabernacles
如果是的话
If it is
今年明年我们看不清楚
We may not tell clearly this year and next year
但是过去我们看得清楚
But from the past we can tell
我们要问说在过去所发生的七次里面
We can ask that in the past seven tetras
到底那两年世界有什么大事发生
In those tetras, what happened in the history?
以色列又有什么大事发生
And what happened to the Jewish nation?
我再说这是大事发生说的
I have to mention again, it's something that's significant
我们不是只做在耶路撒冷的马路上忽然间有一个人被恐怖分子撞死了
It's not related to somebody that has been bombed by the terrorists on the road of Jerusalem
这件事情这些事情一定是影响世界一定是影响整个世界。
It must be something that could influence the whole world.
一定是有历史性的。
It has something that can be recorded by
history. 所以现在我们要问。
So now we have to ask.
是不是过去是如此
？Is it happened the same way in the history?
那么很可惜，基督徒总是匆匆忙忙的下断案。
Christians quickly give decision.
很快就写书了。
And quickly write a book.
你也很快就看书了。
And quickly read the book.
那写看书的人也不去有任何的分辨。
And the people who read those books do not give any kind of
analytical
explanation.
所以这个时候你就看见很多人他的注意一直是注意在过去三次。
So many people pay attention on the past three tetras.
所以有人问他们。
So many people ask them.
难道过去只有这三次吗
？Is it just happened in the past three?
那不错，这三次你可以给我们看到跟以色列历史有关系。
Truly indeed, from the past three tetras, you can see something from the Jewish history.
那请你告诉我们。
But please tell me.
过去最早最早的四次。
The earliest four tetras.
跟以色列有什么关系
What does that have to do with the Jewish people?
如果你能从头到尾证明它是完全一致的
If from the beginning to the end it's all one accord
那是有道理的
There must be some reason
那个背后一定有设计的
There must be some design behind
而且你还需要回到神的话来解释它才可以
And you have to go back to the word of God to give explanations
你看见吗几个博士是看见了异象看见了天象
You see those wise men they see the sign of heaven
看见他的心
They saw the star from him
可是只有民数记可以解释它
But only the book of Numbers can explain that
所以现在我们要问
So now we have to ask
如果真的有这八个事件
If these eight incidents truly happened
那神的话有没有可能给我们一点的暗示
Could the Lord's word give us some hint?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
如果我们特别要注意这一连串所发生的事
If you wanted to pay attention to all these that had happened
所以首先我们弄清楚了
But first, you have to find out.
到底这八次是怎么一回事呢
？How did these eight incidents happened?
那么感谢主，我们有礼拜五和昨天两堂。
We spent Friday and yesterday to.
我们就证明给弟兄姊妹看。
We have proven to brothers and sisters.
总共一共是八次。
Totally, there were eight incidents.
那今年已经过了一半，这两年已经过了一半。
So this year has already passed the half of these two years.
所以我们可以说七个半的事件已经通通是历史了。
So we can say that seven and a half incidents has already become history.
很清楚的。
It's clear.
像今年
like this year,
我们叫克里米亚回到了俄罗斯的怀抱。
We know that Crimea has returned to Russia.
这是世界大事。
That is a world incident.
因为现在开始第二次冷战了。
Because there's going to be another Cold War.
你看见旧的秩序已经回来了。
You see the old world order has returned.
所以弟兄们明白吗
？So do you understand?
这已经只是历史了。
This became a history.
但是因为这两年还没有讲，还没有完。
But because these 2 years have not passed
yet. 所以我们还不知道到底神要对我们说什么。
And we do not know clearly what the Lord wanted to show us.
加沙走廊的战争已经打完了。
You see that the war at Gaza has already finished.
是五十天的战，几乎五十天的战争。
They fought 50 days.
对以色列人当然是大事。
For Israel people, it's really a great incident.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这只是两年中间一半，还有一半我们不知道。
This is only half of the 2 years, but we did not know what happened the other half.
前面七次我们知道。
But we know what happened in the previous 7 times.
所以首先我们要问。
So now we have to ask.
如果这七次都是满月变红像雪的话。
If all 7 times we have the blood moon.
我们要问在犹太人历史里面到底发生了什么。
We have to ask what happened to the Jewish history.
结果我们最后的结论是
So our conclusion is
如果回过头去看这七次半的话
If you look back the 7.5 times
我们会发现一件事
You'll find out one thing
那个所给我们看见的好像是个大纲是个 outline
So what we have seen is mostly like an outline
我们如果要明白犹太人的漂流史
If you want to see how the Jews has been scattered
2000年很长很长的历史
It has been 2000 years, it was a long history
但是圣灵仿佛是用这八次来给我们做一个很简单的巡礼意思让我们很快的看看到底以色列人是怎么悲欢离合的
So the Holy Spirit gave us these 8 tetras to show us an overview of the Jewish scattering history
那因为我们的主所引的是同样的圣经
Because our Lord has quoted the same Bible
所以以色列的悲欢离合就是教会的悲欢离合
So the gathering and the separation of the Jews are the same with the church
所以对我们来讲更有兴趣的是教会的光景
So for us the most interesting is the situation of the church
明白吗 弟兄姊妹
So do you understand?
我们要问说这一次这一系列所发生的事
You just see all these incidents that happen continuously
到底谁又对教会说什么
What the Lord wanted to talk to the church
如果主真的回来的话
If the Lord really returns
教会准备好了吗
Is the church ready for that?
今天我们能够说我们很我主来能够把我们提走吗
Can we see that if the Lord return we can be raptured?
所以明白圣经预言是一件事
So on one side we have to understand the Bible prophecy
准备好了是完全另外一件事
But to be prepared is another thing
所以我知道
So we know
今天人很好奇
People are curious
如果你光讲这七次半或者是八次的满月变红像雪
If you talk about these 7.5 or 8 times of tetra blood moon
大家一定很兴奋
Everybody will be excited
但是问题你兴奋很快就过去
But these will pass quickly
我们要问说
We have to ask
是不是圣灵在这里提醒我们
Did the Holy Spirit remind us here
让我们知道今天借助以色列的光景
So we can understand through the situation of Israel
以色列人怎样枯骨四散
How they have been scattered like dead bones
你看见神的教会也是枯骨四散
You see that the church of God is also scattered like dead bones
所以昨天下午还有前天晚上
SoFriday evening and yesterday afternoon
我们大概把这个八次很快的看了一下
We briefly talk about these 8 incidents
然后呢我们从那里面就找到一些属灵的教训
So from there we find out some spiritual lessons
但是我因为知道说有很多人这个周末没有来
But I know that so many people did not come this weekend
一定有很多的原因
There must be many reasons
当然会后你们可以借着录音或怎么样就把那个功该有的能把它补上
But after this, maybe you can use the recording from the video.
但是我觉得今天早晨我在讲以前，我还是要做一个很快很快的复习。
But before I start this morning, I just want to give you a quick review.
给我们看见说这八次所给我们看见的乃是一个以色列的悲欢离合史。
And you have to find out that in these eight blood moons, that eight tetra blood moons that you can
see
the Jewish
history, separation.
And it's two cycles in these eight tetras.
而这两个循环就隔了几百年。
And between the two cycles, there were several hundred years apart.
所以第一个循环是四次满月变候相
时。First cycle has four tetra blood moons.
第二次也是满月变候相时。
The second cycle has also another four tetra blood
moons. 大家注意了。
But just pay attention.
就在第二个循环里面。
During the second cycle.
分成两堆。
There were two groups.
一堆呢就是1493年。
One group is 1493.
那就是那一年。
It's that year.
发生完了满月变红相学以后。
After the tetra blood moon.
然后要隔好几百年。
And there were several hundred years.
500年以上。
It's more than 500 years.
那终于到了1949年。
Until 1949.
然后到了1967年。
1967.
然后到了2014年。
And then 2014.
你发现这三次是密集的，根本挤在一堆的。
You see that all these three are grouped together.
而这一堆呢，不超过65年。
And these cluster of grouping is no longer than 65 years.
所以明白吗？你如果看第二个循环的话，
If you look at the second cycle,
是1493年一次。
It happened 1493.
然后几百年以后，
several hundred years later,
65年挤在一堆的。
And then in 65 years, they were a group of tetras.
那这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
第二个循环是如此。
And the second cycle is like that.
第一个循环也是如此。
And the first cycle was like that too.
162年一次。
At 162 AD, it happened.
然后接着几百年以后就是795年了。
And then it was 795 AD.
下一次是842年。
And after that is 842 AD.
再下一次是860年。
And then 860 AD.
你看这三个又挤在一堆。
You see that all these three tetras grouped together.
而且刚好是65年。
And also 65 years
together. 这是会碰巧的吗？
Is that a coincidence?
不可能的，弟兄姊妹。两堆。
Two groups.
一堆是单独的事件。
One group is a single event.
一堆是65年，包括三个事件。
Another 65 years has three events.
到了第二个循环又是如此。
And in the second cycle, it happened the same.
所以你看见说，很明显的，神是在历史中行走。
So you see that clearly the Lord is walking in history.
你明白吗？你不要去猜想说今年明年什么事发生。
Do not guess what's going to happen this year and next year.
你不要浪费那个时间。
Do not waste your time.
你要回过头来看。
You have to look back.
到底在这八次里面。
Within these eight tetras.
圣灵怎么借着天象来对我们说话。
How did the Holy Spirit talk to us through the heavenly vision?
那这一点我想是非常非常重要。
I think this is very important.
那么如果这样的话，我们要问，我们能不能从神的话里面大概给我们看以色列人是怎么漂流的。
So from here we can tell that did the world use this word to tell us how the Israel being scattered?
所以我们昨天特别提到是以赛亚书49章。
So yesterday we especially mentioned Isaiah book of chapter 49.
以赛亚49章就给了我们一把钥匙，就很清楚的就把整个以色列人怎样悲欢离合，你看很清楚的给我们一幅图画。
Isaiah chapter 49 gave us a clear picture of how the Israel has been scattered.
明白吗？很清楚。
You understand? It's very clear.
第一堆，第二堆。
The first group, the second group.
第三堆。
Third group.
跟第四堆。
And the fourth group.
第二堆是65年。
The second group has
第四堆又是65年。
And the fourth group has 65 years.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
今天如果我们要看以色列人到底怎么被漂流到天涯海角。
If you want to find out how the Israel people have been scattered around the world.
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
这个第一堆
the first group
告诉他们分散了。
Tells us that they have
分散到哪里去呢？
Where did they go?
到了第二堆
Until the second
group. 你看见他们是被分散到北方的极处。
You see that they've been scattered to the north part, the uttermost of the north.
明白吗？昨天我们花了点时间给弟兄姊妹看。
Do you understand? We explained
那这个地方是我们不大熟悉的。
Those places we are not familiar with.
然后到了1493年的是第三堆。
Until 1493, that is another.
那这个时候，根据以赛亚书第49章，他们是漂流到西方的极处。
So according to Isaiah chapter 49, you see that they've been scattered to the west part of the.
他们到了西班牙，就以为到了顶点了。
They went to Spain and they thought that they went to the end of the world.
他们看见天涯海角了。
They went to the end of the world.
你只要站在直播的那个磐石上面，你就可以看到天。界限看到天涯了。
If you go to Gibraltar, you stand on that rock, you'll see that the edge of the heaven.
请大家记得。
Just remember.
到了那个时候。
At that time.
犹太要说，现在我们已经到了顶了。
The Jewish people could say, "Oh, now we already reached the part of the
world." 所以他们最少是花了300年的时间，就为西班牙就建造了一个人间天堂。
So at least 300 years they spend there in Spain and build a heaven there.
那是西班牙最荣耀的300年。
That was the most glorious 300 years of Spain.
每一个西班牙人在马路上走都很骄傲，因为我是西班牙人。
Every Spanish people walk on the street, they will be proud because I'm Spanish.
但是更骄傲的。
But the most proudly,
那是我是犹太人。
Is that I'm a Jew.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
到了第三堆的时候，
Until it's come to
你看见果然他们漂流到西方的极处。
You see that they'll be scattered to the end of the west part.
第三堆。
The third cluster.
也是65年。
It's also 65.
第四堆第65年。
The fourth cluster is also 65 years.
你看见他们被裸到被漂流到哪里？被漂流到东方的极处。
You see that they'll be scattered to the end part of the east.
所以1948年。
So until 1948.
当以色列复国的时候。
When the nation of Israel had